Dr. Griffin's office.
The Vaseline Program, presenting a new Dr. Christian prize play called Wish on a Star by Doris Pitkin Buck of Arlington, Virginia, starring Gene Herschel as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price. Which do you think is right? Out of sight, out of mind, or absence makes the heart grow fonder? Well, fellows, both are. For if you have unruly hair or loose dandruff, you can put these signs of dry scalp forever out of sight by daily use of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Then you'll see that their absence will make her heart grow fonder pronto. Vaseline Hair Tonic supplements the natural scalp oils, and unlike most hair preparations, contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. That's why Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp. Just do this. Every morning, shake up 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic directly on the scalp or apply with your comb. You'll banish dryness, give your hair a neat, well-groomed appearance all day. Then, before each shampoo, massage your scalp vigorously with plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic to loosen dandruff scales and stop itchy tightness. Remember, men, for hair that looks good and a scalp that feels good, use Vaseline Hair Tonic regularly. Ask your druggist for a bottle tonight. And so to our prize play. And the scene is the comfortable firelit room in the old White House on the corner of State Street and the River Road, where Dr. Christian has ministered the souls as well as bodies of the people of River's End for these many years.
Well, that's the last of my patients for this evening, I guess. Will you turn on the radio before you leave, Judy?
The report by our chief of police, Dr. Christian?
Yes, I want to hear what he has to say about these boys, these young gangsters in River's End.
River's End in a crime wave. A few years ago, I wouldn't have thought it possible.
A few years ago, we weren't in a global war.
Oh, it's another patient.
Never mind about the radio, then. Crime can wait.
You step into the doctor. Oh, he's been hurt. Here, let me...
I ain't hurt bad. I can take it. I'm tough.
What's your name?
Call me Joe.
Lie down here, Joe. Give me a swab, Judy.
Yes, sir.
You cut your arm pretty badly, young fellow. That's a long splinter of glass. I'll have to probe this wound. It's going to hurt.
Oh, probe all you want to. Thank you.
When you get home, tell your mother to keep the dressing wet.
Ma?
What's the matter? Can't she do that?
Nah, she's a welder. She don't even cook no more. But I got plenty of pals to fix me up.
Well, now, Joe, I know you won't like this, but you'll have to take life easy for the next few days. Oh, if it look easy to take, Judy.
Yes, sir.
There are some cuts on your face, too. And some more here.
Oh, scratches. A Marine wouldn't call this nothing.
You going to be a Marine when you grow up?
Sure thing. Toughest Marine in the Corps.
Will the toughest Marine please drink this?
Say, miss, they got to put you on a Red Cross poster. No kidding. You're the type.
Oh.
Look what you're doing for me. Hey, soon as I'm well, I'm going to bring you a present or something. How about a pair of them things all the girls go for, nylon. Nylon hose.
Nylon? Oh, but you can't buy that anymore.
Oh, baby, you can buy anything if you know where to go.
No, thanks.
More adhesive, Judy. The 2-inch size. It's over there.
Yes, sir.
What made her mad, Doctor? She want a half a dozen?
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know much about presents for dames.
Well, it wasn't that. Miss Price didn't want you to go to the black market.
But everybody does.
Some long stretch, please, Judy.
Yes, Doctor.
There, young fellow. That'll hold. Oh, just one more here. It's fine. I want to see this hand tomorrow. Don't forget you.
Okay. Be seeing you.
Well, what had happened to him, Dr. Christian? Well,
I can't be certain, but he might have wanted to leave some place in a hurry and try to get out through a closed window.
Thank you.
Joyce.
Oh.
Oh, gee, I wouldn't have scared you. Not for the world.
Did you follow me down the block in the dark?
Uh-huh. I ain't going to have no tough guys near you.
Oh, I know about the purse snatching that goes on, Joe, and all
I ain't taking no bus. I'm going home with you. Every night.
But, Joe, I'm so accustomed to River's End, I couldn't be scared here if I tried.
See, you know what happened to that woman on Oak Street last night?
Hmm?
3 compound fractures. On account of she hit back. Fellas ganged up on her.
But a lot to know about it.
I get around. And I'm staying with you, see?
You mean we honest people had better stick together?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get across. We, honest people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look. The first star. Starlight, star guy.
Oh, what are you saying?
I'm wishing on the star.
Oh, teach me to wish too, Miss... Miss Judy.
All right, of course I will.
I'll tell that star it's got to make you proud of me. I want to be like...
Whom?
An emperor guy. Guess you know him. Napoleon.
Oh.
You know, a really top guy that can tell everybody where to get off. They said he was greater than MacArthur and Eisenhower and Colin Kelly all in one.
Well, if you like him...
Don't you like Napoleon? He was the greatest soldier ever
was. If you want to be a soldier, be like George Washington.
Ah, that's cluck. He just told the truth and was president.
Well, he wasn't a show-off like Napoleon.
Miss Judy, if I'm as good as George Washington and as great as Napoleon, then will you be satisfied?
Yes, Joe. I'll be satisfied.
That's all I want. I'll bet that emperor guy won battles just to make some half-pin proud of him.
Oh, Joe.
Now teach me to wish on the star. I've got an awful lot to ask you.
All right. Starlight, star bright.
Starlight, star bright.
Well, this arm is coming along fine. You'll have the dressing off in a day or two.
Where's Miss Judy?
Oh, she went over to the drugstore to get some things.
But she'll be back.
In a few minutes.
Can I stick around and wait?
Certainly. You can stay here if you'll be quiet. I'm going to read the medical journal.
I'll be quiet. I'll just look out the window.
Oh, pull back the curtain if you want. That's a pretty night, isn't it? Oh, there's the first star.
Star? You can hear what a fellow thinks, can't you? Starlight, star bright. Make her proud of me. Proud as heck. I want her to think I'm big star. Hero, maybe. You know, as if we was on a raft together and she drank all her water and...
Here, Miss Judy. You can have what's in my cup.
Oh, I couldn't take that. You haven't had even a spoonful.
Drink it. And maybe...
Look, a plane.
Go ahead, take it. And you'll live to be rescued.
I don't want to die. I want to be in on that rescue.
Take your hand off your dirty jet, Brad. Stay. Hide behind the tree. Hide before they get our aim.
But where can you hide?
Hide me? Sam's one of that machine gun and take it away from
me. Don't, Joe, don't. For my sake, don't run into more danger.
It's the only way to save you. Miss Judy.
And afterward, Dr. Christian, they decorated him. The Purple Heart and another medal for heroism beyond the call of duty. I'm so proud of him now. So proud.
Or maybe...
Sure, it's a dangerous mission, Miss Judy. But I'll come back. Would you be proud if I sung a battle wagon like Colin Kelly?
Well, here's Joe. You haven't been bothering Dr. Christian, have you?
No, he's been looking out of the window, quiet as a mouse.
Why don't we make a night of it, Miss Judy?
Hmm?
Go over to Center City. Oh, not on a bus. In a taxi. Classy. I'll take you to some swell joint where they charge just to sit at a table. See a floor show. I got a wad to flash at the waiter, look.
Joe, that must be $50. Now, how did you ever get all that money?
Ain't you ever knocked in the eye? Look, it's a real wad.
Yes. How'd you make it?
Money's easy these days. People give you a couple of dollars for, For sitting with a baby.
Somehow, Joe, I can't seem to see you as a babysitter.
Well, paper routes and things. Everybody's got a pocket full of dough now. So I say to myself, why shouldn't I? It was easy.
Well, we're not going to Center City, but I'll let you walk home with me.
I can't take you out?
No, I'm a working woman. I have to get some sleep to be fresh tomorrow.
Say, I don't get you. Doctor, don't you fall for nothing? What's a fella got to do to make her think he's a big noise?
Well, hasn't Judy told you?
You mean I ought to hit the George Washington stuff harder?
Well, give it a try.
Doctor, maybe you got something on the ball. I'll try.
Well, well. If it ain't little Joe in person.
Hello, Spike. I've been wanting to talk to you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm quitting the gang.
Scared, huh? I always thought you wouldn't see us to the end.
I've seen plenty of things to the end.
Well, what's chewing you then? Spit it out and pop his hand.
I'm just stopping, that's all.
I see. Baby Bandit wants a bigger cut. But he's too smart to come right out and say so. Just acts cute instead, kind of bashful. Goodbye, boys. I'm through, says our little Joey.
No, this is on the up and up. I'm clearing out.
Not if the court knows itself. Just staying in because we need you.
No.
Listen, kid. I don't mean to make you sore. Help us again. We're ready to break into the dough. This ain't no pipsqueak back alley stuff like we've been doing. We'll cut you in on something big.
Just ain't interested, Spike.
But you ain't heard. How can you tell whether you're interested unless you let me talk?
Ah, dry up.
Kid, they got it all doped out. You're going to climb up and open the skylight for us at Old Man Rabjan. You just drop inside and wait.
Open your own skylights.
Big money, Joe. More than money. Know what he keeps in that garret? Necklaces. Rings. Cost $300-$400, maybe $1,000 apiece. Old Man Rapshin don't ever put his dough in a safe deposit. That's the way they do in the old country. Puts it all on his wife. That dame's a walking bank, like a gypsy woman. Only she don't walk around with them jewels all the time, like he thinks she does. Get me? That's where you come in.
Listen, I don't know how to say it plainer. I'm quitting.
Ain't you got no ambition? Why, a big ring she has, a star sapphire. Would be more money than we ever seen.
A star sapphire?
Yep. That's what Red's taking for his share. Giving it to his girl. But there's plenty more.
What's it like, the star sapphire?
Kind of blue with a star in it. Might be high clerics. Somebody said that this one was crown jewel smuggled out of Russia.
Spike, if I do open that skylight, can I have the star?
Why, Red wants that for his girl.
I want it.
Listen, kid, we'll find something just as good for you.
Listen, I ain't doing nothing with the gang, not again, not ever. But I'll go along with you this once if I can just have that ring. That sapphire with the star.
Well, if you're so sick.
I am. I got a special reason.
Say, you don't think you got a girl, do you? Little squirt like you.
Suppose I have.
Say, that's the Joey I knew. Classy. Nothing too good for his girl, what? Sure, you can have the ring, kiddo. Little Walla. Knock her eye out. Now listen. Old Man Rapshin goes out at 6.
Well, where's your latest admirer tonight, Judy?
Oh, Dr. Christian, I'm worried about that kid. So many of his ideas are too wrong for anything. Could you talk to him and give him a steer?
I'll do my best. He's certainly a game young fellow. I've liked him from that first visit. I'll take it. Dr. Christian speaking. Police headquarters? You say an attempted robbery? Yes, I remember old Mr. Rapshin. Yes, I know he was always afraid of central heating. Thought it would explode. And you say in a struggle the kerosene stove upset? Someone must have been badly burned. And you think the burglar must have been a boy? That would account for the way he bungled the job? Yes, Inspector. I'll report at once if anyone comes to be treated for burns. Yes. Goodbye. Well, Judy, did you hear that?
Yes.
We seem to be going into the detective business.
I know we've got to, but I hate spying on a patient just the same.
I don't enjoy it too much myself.
Oh, perhaps that's Joe now.
Hello, Joe. Are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right. What do you think was wrong?
Well, I was just afraid. I had a feeling you'd hurt yourself again.
You're worried about me?
You did, really?
Oh, well, I guess the doctor and I have seen so much sickness.
Forget it. I'm still walking the old beat. Us honest guys got to stick together. Remember?
I'll get my thing.
Would you mind going to the bookcase, Joe, with that one in the corner on hand and that heavy book before Judy comes back?
Sure thing, Doctor.
Hey, you're limping a little, aren't you?
Maybe. I kind of lamed my leg the other night.
You better let me see it.
Oh, ain't nothing. Didn't I tell you I was tough the first time I seen you?
Just the same, I'd like a look.
My leg ain't nobody's business.
But burns can be very serious.
Who said anything about a burn? You're nuts, Doctor.
Then why should you mind showing me?
No special reason. I'm just tired of being fought over. Now I'm well.
Yo, come here.
No.
Then I must make you.
Let me alone. Oh.
So it is a burn.
You couldn't have done that if I wasn't hurt.
Hurt? It's a miracle you could walk here.
I had to see Miss Judy home.
You're not seeing her home tonight. Why don't you come clean?
Miss Judy, hurry with your things. We're leaving.
Stay where you are, Judy.
Yes, Dr. Christie.
Joe, I've been fairly sure of your activities for a long time. Tonight I'm positive. But tonight you tried to hold up old Mr. Rackin. You got burned doing it.
Doctor, I like you, see? You're a great guy. But if you want to stay healthy, lay off.
And Joe, I must tell the police. You see, they called me. They're looking for a boy with a serious burn.
People know? Already?
What made you do it, Joe?
Oh, it was fun at first. You grab a purse and never know what you'll get. Maybe $15, maybe a 10-cent lipstick. Christmas, I guess.
You guess?
Well, I suppose Christmas was like that, with packages and all. I can't tell for sure, because Pa was always drunk on Christmas. Oh, Dr. Christian, you're a good guy. Be my pal. Don't turn me over to the bulls.
I'm waiting for you to turn yourself over, Joe. Then I'll dress that burn.
No. No.
But the fun was over pretty quickly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Only then you were tied up with your gang. You liked easy money.
Yeah. All the other guys was making a pile. So when the Marines said they wouldn't take me for a couple of years,
Could you do something very brave? As brave as if you were a Marine.
I don't know. I could.
Joe, are you brave enough to call the police yourself and tell them about that holdup?
Doctor, I can't.
What do you expect to do if I don't turn you in?
Oh, they'll catch me someday. But when they do, I'll just drop out of sight, sudden-like and forever. But Miss Judy will always think I was a good guy. A fellow who might have been like George Washington or Napoleon.
Joe, I'm asking you for Judy's sake to act like a man.
I can't.
Then I suppose I'll have to get the police. I know you want to say goodbye to Judy. I'll call her back.
What'll I say, Doctor? What'll I say?
I'd say whatever was in my heart, Joe. The last time you'll see her. Say the thing that you'd want to remember afterwards. Judy, come back now.
Yes, Dr. Christian.
Yes, she is. I'll leave you for a while.
You ready to start home, Joe?
No. I got another day tonight. I thought I had time to see you home, but I can't get it all in.
Why, Joe?
If I don't get no time to come back other nights, I guess you can take care of yourself, huh?
Is that really what you want to say, Joe?
Sure.
I think not. Don't you want to tell me the truth? Don't you dare?
Oh, Miss Judy, I'm only a phony. It's true what you said about being scared. I ain't never feared nobody. But I have been scared of you. Because I didn't want to lose you. When I took you home, I wanted you to think I was good. Same as you. Because a good girl wouldn't even talk to my kind of fella. Not if she knowed it. And I hope someday it'll be real. Me being fine and you proud of me. That it wouldn't matter if you did know what I'd done.
But I've known for a long time, Joe. I've been waiting for you to tell me.
You mean you're still willing to talk to me? a fellow the bulls want?
Oh, of course, Joe.
Then I'll call the police. Like Dr. Christian wanted. Give myself up. I can do it now.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Joe. For the first time, I'm proud of you.
Miss Judy, you kiss me. Why, you're crying.
Yes.
Do you know what they'll do to me?
No, but you're very young. You're giving yourself up. Perhaps. Oh, here's the phone, Joe.
Wait. I want to go to the window and look at something.
I'll pull the curtain.
Gee, it's pretty. That star. The one I wished on. Hello, operator. Jimmy Police Headquarters. Miss Judy.
Hmm?
One time George Washington had to own up to something wrong, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Hello, Headquarters. I want to give you the dope on a holdup.
Doctor, I realize that from the standpoint of drama, we should leave the story of Joe right there, on a high note of redemption. But I simply can't do it. I have to know what happened to him.
Just like a woman. Joe had a crush on you, and so...
No, Dr. Christian, you're not fair. Of course, I was flattered by Joe's devotion. Why not? But still... Oh, do tell me, what became of him?
Well, the judge was very understanding, and as Joe's indictment was only for attempted robbery... Joe was released on his own reconnaissance, so he could join the Navy and then serve his country.
And the curtain comes down on our prize play, and while we're waiting for our star, Jean Herschel, here is Judy Price with a worthwhile message.
Friends, do you ever think of the ways you can burn yourself around the house? Well, there are dozens. But one way you can be prepared with cooling relief is to keep Vaseline Petroleum Jelly always available. Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, called petrolatum by the medical profession, is recognized today as an effective first aid treatment for burns. Used as a surface dressing, it's helping to promote remarkable recoveries among serious burn cases. Civilian and military, according to actual hospital reports. So, when anyone in your family suffers a minor burn, get the Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. Set it on fine mesh gauze, place over the burn. Bandage firmly, but not tightly. The burn's deeper covers a wide area, while call your physician. Always keep Vaseline Petroleum Jelly handy. Remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheese Dough Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. Now, here is Jean Herschel.
Thank you very much. Tonight's prize play, Wish on a Star, is the work of Doris Pitkin Buck of Arlington, Virginia, writer of Tribal Articles and One Act Plays, and with tonight's play, she makes her debut as a radio author. Now, here's a message from your government suggesting that your New Year's resolution be one to plan your spending and plan your saving in the year to come. Buy only what you need. Save the rest for the future. In this way, you benefit yourself and the nation during these critical war times. Next week, we go to New York for several performances, and our prize play will be This, My Oath, by C.A. Law of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to listen to the Vaseline program next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say, Happy New Year.
Want a tip for chapped lips? Try Vaseline Lip Eyes. Healing begins almost immediately. Only 25 cents at any drugstore. Vaseline Lip Ice. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.